had a neighbor that had a gap. Yeah. So I'm walking.
Here we go.
Just walking over to the
wall. All right. All this discussion of gout has really gotten me into learning. So we're going to begin with the good Zion and Bays. Nothing like a good conversation of gout to get me going. So we're going to start. Yud Zion and Bays. We are on the. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're on the 10th line of the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We'll do a quick summary of where we are.
First word of the line.
We're actually on the last word of the last two words, Ravashi. Ravashi Yamar. But to bring us up to speed, David, you're going to miss this. This is gold. I'm giving you all of Mahaba, and
this
you're...
This concludes Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
I had to speak to Aryeh Sonnenberg about an issue.
What?
I had to speak to Aryeh Sonnenberg about an issue. I'm so sorry.
Blame it on Sonnenberg.
I can't see any issue more important than the Limud HaTorah.
That's what he's talking about.
As far as I know.
It had to do with Limud HaTorah for one of my kids.
Okay, but okay, all right.
Huge,
right. I can't argue with that. Anyway. So anyway, we had a Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that recorded a Braisa, a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rebbe. The Tanakhama ended up saying that... Essentially, a Kohen head yot nowadays should not drink wine because Meher Yabana Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to need him for the Avoda, and since he doesn't know which Mishmeres and Beis Av he belongs to, he's going to have to be prepared to be Ovid. And so therefore, he can't drink wine because he might be shikred up, he might not be able to be Ovid. So therefore... a blanket gzeira was that they cannot drink wine. A Kohen cannot drink wine nowadays. Rebbe argued and said, while I agree in principle that a Kohen should not be drinking wine, because Meher Yabana Beis HaMikdash, but I can't do anything about it. Ma'esa, what can I do? It's been so long since we've had a Mikdash, and there's only so long that I can restrict them from drinking wine. So no. They have to be able to drink wine, so therefore they can. The Gemara said later, Bishlam al Rebbe. I understand according to Rebbe why it would be, since Rebbe says that a Kohen nowadays can drink wine, it would make sense why a Kohen nowadays can also leave his hair unshorn. He's allowed to leave his hair long. We have a comparison in the Psukim, as we'll see, between Shesuya Yayin and a Kohen leaving his hair long. And so therefore, if the Shesuya Yayin doesn't exist anymore, as Rebbe says you're allowed to drink wine, then the Pirur Rosh is also going to be null and void also, according to Rebbe. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that nowadays they shouldn't drink wine, we should have an issue with them also leaving their hair unshorn. They should have to cut their hair every 30 days. So the Gemara gave a terutz and said, no, there's a distinction between drinking wine, a Kohen drinking wine, and a Kohen cutting his hair. What's the distinction? When it comes to drinking wine, he's going to get so shikered up, he's not going to be able to get himself sober to be able to do the avoda. But when it comes to cutting the hair, where Chaim's barbershop is going to be open 24/7.
I was there yesterday.
Thank you. I appreciate the update. Without which, I don't know if we could have gone on, but now that you did, I can now proceed.
He's got a parrot now.
So the Gemara said there's a distinction when it comes to drinking wine. He's not going to be able to sober up by the time he has to be Ovid. But when it comes to haircutting, we have Chaim, the barber, who's going to make himself available. So you just go in, get a quick haircut, and then be Ovid, no problem. So therefore, we're not going to be gozer on the Perui Rosh like we would be on drinking wine. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says on the 10th line in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the hope is that we get to the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, third line from the end. That's our goal. Okay?
It's not even a whole Amud.
It's not even going to be a whole Amud. Okay? Sorry to disappoint you, but I've got a engagement party I'm hoping to get to. Ravashi Yamar, Shesuya Yayin, the Machli Avoda, Gazer Behu Rabbanan. Perue Rosh, the Lomachli Avoda, Lo Gazer Behu Rabbanan. Ravashi gives a second Teirutz, which we're going to see is slightly problematic. But Rav Ashi's teirutz is, I'll tell you there's another distinction. Even if you don't want to say that the Kohen can get a haircut, because maybe Chaim the barber is only open from 2 to 8, and it's not enough, and he is, I know he is, so maybe he can't get a haircut, but I'll give you a different teirutz. When it comes to the Shesuya Yayin, when it comes to drinking wine, so that is ma'akev, 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 meaning if a Kohen were to be Oved, the Avoda in the Mikdash, having been drunk, his avoda is mechulal. It is null. It is no good. It kicks up and it is
no good.
No good. It's not a good avoda. But
isn't he chayv chorus for doing that even? Like,
what? He's chayv misa actually.
Okay, zeu.
Zeu.
And if you,
we're getting there.
And if he has long hair, I don't think there's any punishment.
Oh, not so fast. Not so fast. We're going to get there in about 10 lines. We're going to get there in about 10 lines.
David.
Wait a minute. I didn't even say anything yet. It can't be.
Come. What do you mean you didn't say anything?
You said to kick us up and it's not good.
On what you already said, okay? How late at night?
10:48.
No. How late at night would they possibly be doing the leftover avoda?
We're not talking about leftover avoda. We're talking about the daytime avoda.
No, but I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
The leftover
all night.
Well, she was after the honeymoon.
It could be all night. Could be all night. It could be all night. Yeah, I mean, if food were falling off the mizbeach, you have to replace it.
Okay, but
I'm trying
to
keep myself off.
If, for instance, they finish up early in the evening, okay, and
finish up,
you have time to eat. You have time to go to sleep before you have to wake up for the next day. Okay? Maybe you have six hours. Okay.
Okay.
And in that case, a coin can't even have one kos.
While you sleep?
Is that the end of your question?
No, I with dinner, I'm saying.
The answer is yes. What? Revius is you can't have a Revius.
His kids are driving him.
You can't have a Revius. A Revius and beyond is a problem. What do you want me to say? Yeah. You want me to be mutter? Are you okay? Mutterlach.
No.
All right.
Drink tonight. Have a good time. Just drink. Don't worry about it.
A coast is a Revius.
What a Revius is? I don't. It depends on what kind of coast you have. I don't know. Chazon Ish. What are you asking for? Gosh, where are you going with this, Moshe? Where are we going with this?
That's about two Revius.
I don't understand your question. What, let's get to the bottom line. Let's cut to the chase. What's the question?
The question is,
why should they be allowed to drink at night?
Because they still have to do avoda. They still have to do avoda.
Yeah, but not all the time, right?
If there's a piece of carbon that falls off the mizbeach, they need to be readily available.
It's like a low plug, Moshe.
They need to be. I don't want low plug it. I'm not low plugging nothing. They got to be available.
Moshe, the kick
they got to be available.
Moshe, the kick is up and no good.
So someone's got to be like Shomer that mizbeach.
Yeah, that was
all
their job.
Night.
Yeah, that was their job.
So maybe they rotate sleep or something.
I don't know. I don't know what they did about sleep. I don't know if they rotated sleep or if the Kohanim of that base Av did not sleep at that night. I don't know. I would assume they didn't sleep that night. I don't think this is like an army camp where you're like doing rotations. I think that they didn't sleep. I don't know. I wasn't there. I have to admit it.
You're being modest. You were there.
What can I say? You know, I don't want to boast in front of everybody.
You were there.
So I'm going to say it. Okay.
Not with the Anivus. You were there.
All right. I was there. I was the Kohen Gadol. What can I say? Anyway, the Rav Ashi wants to run the distinction that when it comes to the Shesuya Yayin, where your avoda is pasul, it's mechulal, it's no good, b'dievet, it's no good. So then we need to make sure we're going to be gozer because it's taka very important. But when it comes to Purei Rosh, even though it might be usher to do it, it's not mechulal. So therefore, we're going to give a little bit more leeway when it comes to Purei Rosh, and we'll allow a kohen nowadays to leave his hair unshorn, because even should it come to a situation where the kohen is oved Purei Rosh, his avoda is not mechulal. As Rav Ashi says, Shesuya yayin demachli avoda gazibuhu rabbanan, where it comes to drinking wine, your avoda is mechulal, there we goes there. Peru e rosh, leaving your hair unshorn, de lo machli avoda lo gazibu rabbanan. Therefore, there is no gezere. Meitzve, this is where we get on to Reb Landau. Ay, 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 Meitzve.
Reb Landau.
This is Reb Landau. That's
Reb Landau.
Yoshua.
We also have Reb Lendl and B'nai Brach.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you meant. I know what you mean. You made a good point. You made a good point.
I appreciate your point.
Sure. Mesvei, okay? We have a brisa. Ve'elu. Ve'elu. Shehed b'misa. The following piece of people get misa. I think this is in Sanhedrin. Where is this? Sanhedrin Sham. It's Pei Gimel in Sanhedrin. Ve'elu shehed b'misa. The following get misa. There's a long list in that brisa, but our Gemara cuts to the chase. Ve'elu shehed b'misa. The following people get misa. Shesuya yayin epurei rosh. A kohen who is drunk and who leaves his hair unshorn while doing the avodah. He is chayiv misa. Now, says the Gemara, picks up. Now, I understand why a kohen who drinks wine should be chayiv misa. Well, there's a mafurish, a pasuk in the Tereh, that says, you can't do that. It says, you can't drink wine, you can't drink liquor. Don't get liquored up. Otherwise, you're a goner. So yayin v'sheichar al shteish ela perui rosh minalan. But there's no pasuk in the Torah that says a perui rosh, a shimshon, a samsonite is gonna be a oved avodah. He's gonna be chayiv misa. So where do you see such a thing? So the Gemara says minalan dechsev, because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk quoted in Yechezkel. Okay, in Yechezkel it says v'rosham lo yigalechu upera lo yishalechu. It says, thou shalt not leave thou your hair unshorn. Sorry, I got all the thous. I'm not very Shakespearean. Uksiv basrei, and right after that, right after it talks about leaving your hair unshorn, it says, v'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen bevorim al-chatzar pinimis. The kohen gadol, sorry, the kohen. A kohen who comes into the chatzar pnimis should not drink wine. So we see there's a hekesh, there's a comparison in the pasuk of Yechezkel between the kohen who leaves his hair unshorn and a kohen who drinks wine. The iskish perei rosh l'shesuya yayin. So we have a hekesh over here. We have a comparison. Mashesuya yayin b'misa, just like shesuya yayin is b'misa, because we saw that in the pasuk in the Torah. Af perui rosh b'misa, we can create the hekesh to say that a perui rosh is also going to be chayiv misa. Believe it or not, if he leaves his hair unshorn for more than 30 days, he's going to be chayiv misa if he's ovid like that. Wow!
That's a biggie.
That's a biggie.
I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know that either. That's why I learned the Gemara. It's unbelievable.
You probably said the Amud before Shir, no?
Yeah. So I did know that before you. I would assume
if he drinks, if he has such a sensitive system where he drinks less than a Revius and gets drunk, that would be also. In other words, we think less than a Revius is mutter, right? But if he's the type of guy that drinks less than a Revius and gets drunk, I would assume that would be also. It's just that the klal is that you don't get drunk with less than a revius, but if you're the exception to the klal, I would assume that would be a problem.
Okay.
You want me to research and do a PhD thesis?
That would be great.
Okay.
The question is, what is the isser of the kohen being oved having drunk a revius? Do we say that it's because a revius, the Torah deems that a revius is going to impair your ability to do a proper avoda? Is that the vart? That the revius yain is going to impair your ability to do a proper avoda?
I could think of three possibilities.
Wow. Okay, let's hear it.
One is the one you said.
Oh, okay.
Which you didn't think
one
was.
One is that it would not impede the physical completion, but the kavana.
Very good.
And a third is just that it's downright not covered to the avoda.
Oh, okay.
And it's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate to the avoda. Okay. So if you're going to say that if you say that it impairs the kavana, what are we saying? The Torah is deeming a revius yayin to impair your kavana. So then that would be a problem no matter what. In other words, it doesn't matter what your tolerance level is.
Right.
The Torah deems that a revius cuts you out.
That's,
right?
That's one of the reasons that I thought of just the cover reason that
uh-huh.
He says, yeah, sure, I can handle it. I'm a
right.
big guy and I had a big dinner and it's not going to affect me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, but you know what? It's just it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not setting an example.
Okay, I don't know. Tzarechiyun, I don't know.
You're going to say that the Gemara is going to say that this is what it is.
The Gemara is going to say that this is what it is. So anyway, the Gemara goes on.
Because you just said you didn't know.
The Gemara goes on and says, so what we have over here is we have a comparison now. What we've learned thus far is that a Kohen who has his hair grown out for more than 30 days is going to be chayiv misa, just like a one who drinks wine. Umina, says the Gemara Viter. And from this, we can make an extension. We can extrapolate from this halacha, from this hekesh, we can extrapolate ima shesuya yayin de machli avoda. If the shesuya yayin is mechal your avoda, as we know that that one who drinks wine, his avoda is mechulal. So if we know that, afperi rosh de machli avoda, we would say the same thing. So you, Rav Ashi, wanted to say that there's a distinction between wine and cut and leaving your hair unshorn, in that drinking wine, your hair, your avoda is mechulal. But leaving your hair unshorn, it's not mechulal. But we would learn from here, no, that's not true. Since we have a hekesh that compares shesuya yayin with purei rosh, we would extend it all the way across the board and say, just like there's a hekesh to say that you're chayiv misa for leaving your hair unshorn, so too you'd be chayiv so too you would be your avoda would be mechulal by leaving your hair unshorn. So how can you, Rav Ashi, make this distinction? Very difficult distinction.
The avoda would even be possible by,
yes,
by
that's
letting
the
hair grow?
That is the extrapolation that the Gemara wants to make.
Okay, but wait a minute.
No. You have to let me finish
excessively,
here.
Excessive
I'm in the right in the middle
days.
Of... What?
Excessive beyond 30 days.
Correct.
Before 30 days, it doesn't puzzle.
Oh, that's it? Oh, very good. I got off easy this time.
But before 30 days, it's not the definition of
what?
That's not the definition of puri rosh.
Correct. Puri rosh is beyond 30 days.
Is beyond 30 days.
Correct. Anyway.
When the Gemara says the East Kush puri rosh, lishtuya yayin, the East Kush means like to make a hekesh?
Yeah, the East Kush. It is compared. Okay, a hekesh, it is compared. The East Kush, it is compared. Anyway. The Gemara now, at this point, has attempted a knockoff to Rav Ashi's attempted answer. Again, Rav Ashi wanted to attempt an answer to say that there's a distinction between Shesuya Yayin and Purei Rosh. Shesuya Yayin, your avodah is mechulal. Purei Rosh, not so much. The Gemara here, based on the Hekesh, wants to say, not so fast. There actually is a Hekesh with respect to avodah mechulal, and your avodah would be mechulal also for Purei Rosh. Now, there are two girsos. In the next line or two, there's two girsos on how we learn the flow of the Gemara. Most of the Rishonim take out the next two lines. As you see, it's in parentheses. Rashi, it's unclear whether Rashi upholds these two lines, but the Gra definitely does. And the Gra learns the next two lines, so we'll learn it inside because it defends Rav Ashi. And it defends Rav Ashi thusly. Says the Gemara, lo, you can't say that. Ki iskush lemisahu de iskush. When do we make a comparison? When do we make a hekesh between shesuya yayin purei rosh? That's only lemisa. But avalachuli avoda lo iskush. But maybe I'll tell you, no, we're not going to extend the hekesh to the avoda being mechulal. So maybe I can tell you that Rav Ashi's distinction is fine and dandy. That you can still say that when it comes to shesuya yayin, his avodah is mechulal, but not when it comes to purei rosh.
Well, you know, according to that logic, you could have made the hekesh the other way. You could have made a hekesh that just like the avodah is mechulal by shesuya yayin, so be mechulal by purei rosh, and forget about the misa issue.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, but the misa issue is everybody agrees on that. Everybody agrees that a kohen is chayiv misa bidei shamayim if he does it. The question at hand is: can we take the hekesh as it applies to chayiv misa and apply it to purei rosh? Because the hekesh starts at the chayiv misa. That's where everybody agrees on.
Why do they agree on that, not the other? Why do they? I don't know. I don't understand.
Again, the Torah says,
yeah.
Yayim v'sheichar al teisht.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot drink wine. Bevo'am el HaKodesh. You do so, you chayiv misa. That's a mefurisha pasuk in the Torah, right? The Gemara makes a hekesh and says, well, we have a pasuk in Yechezkel to say that there's a comparison between Purei Rosh and Shisui Yayin, and we know from the Torah that Shisui Yayin is chayiv misa, therefore Purei Rosh is chayiv misa. That is a hekesh that everybody agrees on. Okay? Based on that hekesh, the Gemara wants to extend it to Mechulal. Whether it's his avoda is mechulal or not, that extension may or may not be true. Rav Ashi might say, "No, I'm not going to extend it all the way. I'll agree with you that the hekesh will go towards chiyuv misa because that."
Could you say kavah chomer? Like misa is much more chomer than the chiyuv avoda, right? And kavah chomer sounds to me like.
I don't entirely disagree with you, because you're onto something, right? I mean, you if you schayv misa, I mean, isn't it logical to say that his avoda would be mechulal, right?
Yeah.
Very, but it's all totally in how we understand why a kohen should be mechulal chayv misa. What the problems are relating to the hair and the. But anyway, that's more Iyun than we're doing now. But it's a good point, and I don't entirely disagree with you.
Mechulal refers to the avoda being pasul.
Correct. That's all it means.
Yeah.
The other girsa, by the way, is kasha. That this is a kasha in Rav Ashi. As Rav Ashi can't answer it. That's the way most of the Rishonim learn, and the Marsha learns it this way, and people want to say that Rashi learns it this way. It's a kasha. And then that's it. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. And says, the Gemara is now going to question where we get this whole thing from. Amalei Ravina to Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, he says, Hamekami da Asi Yechezkel, we made a comparison, a hekesh, between Shesuya Yain and Purei Rosh Lagabi Chiyuv Misa. Where is the hekesh from? Yechezkel. So says the Gemara, Hamekami da Asi Yechezkel, before Yechezkel even dropped on the face of the earth. Man Amra, who said this whole Chiyuv Misa business? What, you want to tell me before Yechezkel there was no din of Chiyuv Misa? Right? I mean, like, plus we have a principle that Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Dover, right? A Navi is not allowed to just all of a sudden make up a new halacha. So we get this new halacha from Yechezkel that we didn't know before. What happened before Yechezkel? There was no Chiyuv Misa? It's a Pilei Ployim, right? It's a good kasha. So he says, Amr Lei, Rav Ashi answers, Ula Tameich. According to your logic, though, Had Amar Rav Chizda, that which Rav Chizda says elsewhere, Davas that mitoris Moshe lo lamadnu, when midivrei Kabbalah lamadnu. The following halacha was not learned from Toris Moshe, not learned in the Torah. It was learned from midivrei Kabbalah, meaning it was learned in the Nevi'im. Kol ben Nechar, any ben Nechar who is an Orel Lev, meaning an apikoris essentially, a person who doesn't believe, the Orel Basar, or an Orel Basar, meaning somebody who doesn't have a proper bris mila, lo yavo el mikdashai, cannot come into my mikdash. So it says this is a pasuk that's quoted in Yechezkel elsewhere, and it says, an Orel Lev and an Orel Basar is not allowed to come into my mikdash. Hamakami da'asi Yechezkel, but before Yechezkel, man amra. Same thing. You should ask the same question. Who said this? If a person doesn't have a proper bris mila, before Yechezkel came around, who said that there was such an isser? It never came up. So you should have the same question. Ella, what's the answer? Gemara Gemirila va'as Yechezkel va'as Mecha Akra. Really? It's a Gemara Gemirila. What does Gemara Gemirila mean? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And... Oh, thank you. He says it. Okay. Now that he says it, it must be true. V'as Mecha Akra. Yechezkel came along and he said, I'm going to put a pasuk to it so that now people can identify it with a pasuk. So to hear, Hachanami. So to hear, when it comes to the comparison between Shesuya Yayin and Purei Rosh, Gamara Gamirila, it was an halacha Moshe Misinai pre-existing. V'as Yechezkel v'as Mecha Akra. And Yechezkel came along and he touched it on a pasuk. So really, 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 there's no problem. You might say, but this is a halacha that just came up. Punk, what happened beforehand? What were the Kohanim doing beforehand? It's not a problem. It was never mutter. Just Yechezkel attributed a pasuk to it so that people can better identify with the halacha. Okay, that is the end of that piece of Gemara. Now, we return to our Mishnah. So for those of you who were bored by the Kohen, you no longer have reason to be bored, because now we are going on to exciting things. bigger. Well, I don't know if they're bigger and better, but they're more. They're exciting things. Yeah,
it's all exciting.
I think it's all exciting too. To be honest. Okay, the Gemara then the Mishnah then discusses the issue of Megillas Tainus. Okay, just a quick summary of the Megillas Tainus. We've had this a number of places. The Megillas Tainus was certain Yamim Tovim that the Chazal of the time instituted because of certain Nisan that happened or because of certain Besoros Tovos that took place at that time. So Chazal at that time made certain days Yamim Tovim and they wrote them down on a scroll. Not a numbered scroll, but a scroll. Maybe they used art, but they did not use an art scroll. They put it down on their own scroll and they called these Yamim Tovim. And these were Yamim Tovim where? A. You definitely were not allowed to fast during these days. And in certain holidays like these, which ones and why they decided to do this, I don't know exactly. But you weren't even allowed to do a hesped. Which ones they deemed so important that you couldn't even do a hesped, I don't know exactly. And how they made the distinction. But certain of these Yamim Tovim, you couldn't even do a hesped. The question is, what about Lafana Vula Achra, the day before these days, or the days after these days? That is a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama says that on days in which you cannot do a Tainus, a Yomtif, where you just can't do a Tainus, so Lafanov, there's going to be an Isser Tainus, Vula Achra, I'm sorry, Lafanov Vula Achra, there's no Isser of anything. Rabbi Yossi says no. The fun of there's an isser, the achrav there's no isser. When it comes to days that you can't even give a hesped, the Tanakhama says the fun of is usser, la achrav mutter. Rabbi Yossi says the fun of la achrav is usser. Okay, we will get further into this Gemara, but that's the basic. Now let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nobody knew in this year, so we're just going to go on. Tana Rabbanan. Ilein Yomaya. This is by the way. This is the following girsa. This is the lashon that they had. In the Megillas Tainus, they had the following lashon: Ilein Yomaya. The following are the days: Delola Hisana Bahon, in which one may not fast; Umiktsason, and some of these days: Delola Misbud Bahon, that you can't even give a hesped. What are they? They are the following: Mireish Yarchel the Nisan, from the first day of Nisan, the Atamanya Bay, until the eighth day of Nisan. Itukum Tmida, the Korban Tamid was mitukum. It was established. We'll see what that means in a second. I'll explain that in a second. Delola Misbud Bahon, and because it was established, you cannot give a hesped on those days. Mitamanya Bayad Sof Moada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, the end of the Moed of Pesach, Itusav Chag de Shvuaya. Chag Shvuis was settled. The Lola Misbud Bahon, where you cannot do a hesped in those days either. What does it mean that the Korban Tamid was established and the days of Shavuos were settled? So the following. There was a machlokes between the Chachamim and the Baitusim. The Baitusim were essentially Tzidukim, and they held very literally about the Torah. And the Baitusim said, when it comes to the Korban Tamid, as Korbani Lachmi li Yishai Reach Nichochi Tishmeru Lachri Vliba Moado. The Amar Talahem Zahi Yishai Shatakriv Lashem Kivas Mishana Shlaim La Yom La Samid. Es HaKeves Echad Tasev Aboker. Ves HaKeves HaShani Tasev in Arbaim. What does Tasev mean? You should do. You should do singular. So says the Baitusim, it says singular Tasev. That means that a Korban Tamid can be brought by an individual, not by the communal funds. It can be brought by the individual. Tase, because it says Tase. Chacham argued and said, no, the Tase is not literally to be taken as singular, because it says Tishmeru, Lahakriv Li B'Moado. Tishmeru is Lashon of plural. So we see Tishmeru is plural, therefore the Korban Tamid must be brought from communal funds. The machlokes between the Chachamim and the Baitusim was, does the Korban Tamid is it brought specifically from the communal funds, or can it be brought from individual funds? At the end of the day, at the end of an eight-day debate between the first of Nisan and the eighth of Nisan, there was an agreement. The Baitusim lost, and the Chazal Chachamim won. And in fact, it was a it's a korban tzibur brought from the communal funds. And because the baitusim lost, and because the chachamim, and I got to raise it even more, because the chachamim defeated the baitusim, they created this this yomtiv of an 8-day yomtiv between the first and the 8th day of Nisan, because the korban tamid was established, so to speak, it was established as a communal fund. What are the eighth? What's the holiday of the eighth to the end of Pesach? It's the following: Chag Shavuos was settled. What does that mean? This is a famous one. There was a machlokes between the Baitusim and the Chachamim. The Baitusim held: when do we start counting Sfiras HaOmer? Memachras HaShabbos. Sunday. It's always Sunday. Therefore, Shavuos.
First
Sunday after, and therefore, Shavuos is going to fall out always on
Monday.
Sunday. It's always going to be a Sunday because it's going
to
be.
This is what, according to Baitusim?
Baitusim, it's always going to be a Sunday. I wish it were Sunday because that's my fun day. But it's.
Wait, why did they get that?
What?
Where did they get
that
from?
That's the Bengals, 1970s.
What? Where did they derive that from?
They derived it from Mimachras. The pasuk says, "But Sfiras Omer Mimachras HaShabbos Tisbuch Hamishim Yom." Mimachras HaShabbos means following the day of the Sabbath.
But that's the first day of the Omer.
Correct. They learned that the first day of the Omer should be on Sunday, and therefore, since the first day of the Omer is on Sunday, 7 weeks later is Shavuos.
So I know, but Shavuos is the 50th day.
It comes out that the 50th
so
day
shouldn't
is Sunday.
It be Monday?
No. Do the math. Do the math. No. Please don't actually do the math because it's going to take a long time.
Not out loud.
But yeah, not out loud. But yeah, because 50 is a lot to count. But do it on the calendar. It will come out this Sunday.
The Baitusim is what they were Boethius.
They were like Sedukim.
They were like Sedukim.
No, but I understand that. But I
don't know what I don't know Boethius are. What are they?
Boethius was like this. I think this philosopher, like medieval.
They believed in Torah Shabbat, but they don't hold by.
I don't know.
They didn't hold by Torah Shabbat.
They don't hold Torah Shabbat. That's all I know.
Okay.
I did not do my thesis on the Baitusim.
Okay.
But if you would like to do one, I would be happy to read it. No, I really wouldn't.
But how did they come to the morrow after Shabbos?
Oh, the morrow. Oh, God.
Which means Sunday.
Oh, okay. What? How did they come to that?
Pasuk
says, "Yisvartem lachem mi macharas haShabbos," following the Shabbos. When is Shabbos? Saturday. When is the following day? Sunday. So they said Sunday. You start counting on Sunday. So it's 7 weeks.
Okay, but we know that when they refer to Shabbos vis-a-vis Pesach,
yes,
they're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Chacham said,
yeah,
you're wrong. It's not talking about Shabbos right, as in the seventh day Shabbos. It's talking
right
about, fine. So talking about the first day Yom Tov. So anyway, there was a long debate. There was a debate between the eighth and the and after Pesach. Finally, one way or another, they ended up winning. The Baitusim ended up acknowledging that the Chachamim's reading of the Psukim was correct. There was one remaining Baitus who said, he says Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people so much that he wanted to establish Shavuos on Sunday so that they can celebrate like a 2-day Yom Tov, Shabbos and Sunday. He ended up losing that argument, but that was like the final argument. At any rate, the Baitusim lost, Chachamim won, and there was a celebration. And as a result, from the 8th day of Nisan until after Pesach was over, they had this other Yom Tov that was established. That is the basis of the next Amud.
And that was in Megillas Tanis?
And that was, yes, and that was in the Megillas Tanis, that from the 1st to the 8th, because of the Tamid, with the scroll, the 1st to the 8th, the Korban Tamid was established, therefore there was a Chag from the 1st to the 8th, and from the 8th to the 15th, there was a Chag, from the 8th to the to after Pesach was over, there was a Chag for the fact that the Chachamim won the debate on Shavuos. Fantastic. Says the Gemara Viter. Amar Mar. This is the third wide line. Amar Mar. Mireish Yarcha Denisan Atmanya Bey Itukim Tamida. This is a repetition. From the first of the month of Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, the Karban Tamid was established to Lala Misbid, where you cannot do a Hesbid. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Why did they have to make a Chag on the first of the month? Lama li mireish yarcha? Why do you have to make it on the first of the month? Lema mitrei b'Nisan. Let them make the Chag from the second of Nisan. Why? For Rosh Chodesh gufei yamtifu. Because Rosh Chodesh is a yamtif. You can't do a Hesbid on Rosh Chodesh anyway. So what is the advantage to creating a rabbinic yomtiv on Rosh Chodesh itself, when Rosh Chodesh itself serves as a warning, as an iser to have a hesped? What are you accomplishing?
Which
va'aser? So it's going to be aser and yomtiv on Rosh Chodesh anyway.
What yomtiv on Rosh Chodesh? The one about celebrating this.
No, the Gemara is asking
this debate on
the results of the debate. They want to say a yomtiv from the first until the eighth. Says the Gemara, why are you making a yomtiv from the first until the eighth? Just make the yomtiv from the second to the eighth. The first is already a yomtiv. It's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you can't do a hesped.
So what? Hanukkah also has a Rosh Chodesh within it. So who cares?
But you're not. The Megillah's Tainus says that we're instituting a yomtiv on the first to the eighth. Okay? So the first to the eighth, you're going to have a yomtiv. But in that, you can't give a hesped. It says the Gemara, why did they make a yomtiv? The first is already
extra,
a yomtiv.
Maybe they have like an extra tefillos or an extra.
But the Megillah's Tainus doesn't say that. Megillah's Tainus just says that they instituted a chag legabe with respect to hesped. Hesped and Tainus.
Okay.
But Rosh Chodesh already kind of has been times. So what are you accomplishing? You've accomplished nothing by making a yomtiv on the first, in other words. Hanukkah is a different story, because you have other stuff going on Hanukkah that happens on Rosh Chodesh.
There's
as
a
well.
Whole story on Hanukkah.
Very good. I'm glad that you remember that. But vis-a-vis the first of Nisan, it accomplishes nothing to make it on the first. Because yomtiv, Rosh Chodesh itself is a yomtiv, and therefore it would be aser in hesped anyway. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. I'll tell you why they made the first of Nisan part of the rabbinic yomtiv. Brilliant. Lo nitzricha ela leser yom shelefanav. Rav says, I'll tell you why. We just said in our Mishnah that days in which you're not allowed to give a hesped, lefanav is aser as well. The day before that is also aser and a hesped. So, since we made a yomtiv, a rabbinic yomtiv on Rosh Chodesh, not only is Rosh Chodesh going to be aser and a hesped, which it was aser anyway, but now the day before, meaning the 29th of Adar is also going to be aser and a hesped. If we just relied on Rosh Chodesh, apparently, we're going to challenge this in a second. But if we just relied on Rosh Chodesh itself as the yomtiv, the day before would not be aser behesped. But now that we've created a rabbinic yomtiv on the first of Nisan, the day before that, which is the 29th of Nisan, is also aser behesped. So we have 29th of Adar. What did I say? My apologies. The 29th of Adar as well is also going to be aser behesped, and therefore we are accomplishing something by creating a yomtiv on the first. We are accomplishing the fact that the 29th of Adar is now also aser behesped. Brilliant.
I don't think Erev Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to do it.
What?
I don't think Erev Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to do a hesped.
Erev Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to do a hesped. Yes, you are.
After Chatzos?
I don't know about it. I don't know about after Chatzos. I don't know about after Chatzos. I do know about before Chatzos, and you can do it. And if you don't like it, take it up to the Gemara. But anyway, the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, I don't understand." The Shalafun of Nami typically the Havla Yom Shalafnei Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say that Erev Rosh Chodesh also we should be Aser Behesped? Why is Rosh Chodesh any different that we say no? If you make the rabbinic Yomtif on the first of Nisan, then the day before that would be Aser and Hesped. Rosh Chodesh also should be Aser Behesped on beforehand. So the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you, there's a distinction between Rosh Chodesh and the rabbinic Yomtif that we just created. Rosh Chodesh De'oraisa. Because Rosh Chodesh is De'oraisa. Think about this svara for a second. He says, Rosh Chodesh is D'oraisa hu, u'D'oraisa lo boi chizuk. What's the reason why we say the day before the rabbinic yomtiv, you can't do a hesped? Because we need to be mechazek, the yomtiv itself. If people learn that not only the day of the yomtiv can you not give a hesped, but also the day beforehand you can't, it gives chizuk and it gives credibility to the Yom Tov itself. So they created this Erev Yom Tov Isser of Hesped as well. But Rosh Chodesh doesn't need it. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is valuable as it is. People recognize the value of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it's Doraisa. So Doraisa doesn't need Chizuk. So we don't need to create an Isser Hesped on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So if it weren't for the fact that we have a Rabbinic Yom Tov on the first of Nisan, we would never create one on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the 29th of Adar.
It's a Gezerah ala Gezerah.
What?
It's a Gezerah ala Gezerah.
What's a Gezerah ala Gezerah?
If you're doing another Gezerah on the...
It's a good question. I would tell you that the Yom Tov itself is not a Gezerah. The Yom Tov is a Takana. It's not a Gezerah. Gezerah is something that prevents something else. The Yom Tov itself is not a Gzeirah, it's a Takanas Derabanan. You're right. The Erev is more of a Gzeirah. But that's only a Gzeirah to a Takanah, it's not a problem. To make a Gzeirah on a Gzeirah is a problem because we say you don't make a fence on top of a fence. How many times are you going to be prevented from doing something? Here, we're not making... The Yom Tov itself is not a Gzeirah, it's a Takanas Derabanan. It's a Mitzvah Derabanan, so to speak. Okay, anyway, how do we know such a concept about the fact that a Doraisa doesn't need Chizuk? Dasanya, we have a Braisa that says, Hayamim Ma'ele, these days, Haksuvim B'Megillas Tainis, that are written in Megillas Tainis, Lifneim Ulachareim Asurin, to do before and after are Asur. Shabbosos V'Yamim Tovim, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hein Asurin, they are Asur in Hesped V'Tainis. Lifneim Ulachareim Mutarim, but to do a Hesped and a Tainis before or after are Mutar. Uma Hefresh Bein Zeh LaZeh, says the Bryce, so what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov on the one hand and the Megillas Tainis Yom Tovim on the other? Halalu Divrei Torah V'Divrei Torah Ein Tzrichin Chizuk. They're Doraisa, and Doraisa doesn't need Chizuk. Halalu Divrei Sofrim, but the others are Durabanan. The Mitzvahs Durabanan, Yom Tovim Durabanan in Megillas Tainis are only Midivrei Sofrim, they're only Durabanan. Midivrei Sofrim Tzrichin Chizuk. They need strengthening, and therefore they establish the Gzeira to do Hesped even before and afterwards. But they don't need to do that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, because everybody values Shabbos and Yom Tov because they're already Doraisa. We will pick up with this on Thursday. On Monday, Ms. Hashem. Yeah, it's included in the Yom Tovim, yes.
Do we have this before and after with Hanukkah, Purim, Lag BaOmer, Pesach Sheni, any of these kinds of things?